And we welcome to, or back to, Robin Hood Radio, Kristen Panzer. Kristen, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall.
How are you?
I'm waking up. Thank you. How are you?
All right. I woke up about 5 hours ago.
Oh, God.
I know. That's what I say. But in the summertime, it's beautiful. Yeah. But in the wintertime, not so beautiful. Well, anyways, we're not here to talk about that. We're talking about your new book, your continuation of your series of actually of books. And that is More Like Heaven, a Thea Gallus mystery. This is your second edition of this, or is it more?
It's the second, okay. And I have a third in the works.
All right. The first, of course, is available on Amazon.com. You're self-publishing this, but before we go any further, if people want to hear you read a bit of this and see you, you'll be at Camp Boutique, 41 Main Street. That's the former Saperstein's building in Millerton, New York, on October 11th in between 6 and 8, right?
That's correct.
All right. So let's talk about, first of all, for people to know, how did you come up with this series of books and this particular person?
Sure. Pleasure to tell you about that. My character, Thea Gallus, is a mother of four, and she's part amateur sleuth, but her passion is she wants to be a lactation consultant, of all things. And how I came to write about that is I was a lactation consultant for many years. Write what you know, and that's what I did.
All right, so now that is exactly right. Now, are you still a lactation consultant, or have you just gone into writing and playing music?
Oh, Marshall, you know me so well. I have not maintained my board certification as of a year ago. I just decided it wasn't necessary for where I am. I still think of myself as, involved in the field and passionate about the field, and I have my eye on the field. And my book definitely had a following among lactation consultants, so it sort of had a built-in market, which was really fun. But I think it would appeal to, I guess like when you write really specifically about something I think it does have a broader appeal to people. People find it interesting, fascinating, things they didn't know, never thought of. So, I haven't maintained my certification. I am still playing music, and I'm doing a lot of writing.
Well, I was going to say, you obviously have decided to let the creative self of yourself blossom.
Yeah, I have. Thank you.
Now, which is easier to you, before we get back to the book, writing, playing music, performing music, or actually sitting down and taking characters, creating characters, and creating plot lines and storylines, and then writing it?
Okay, they're both torture.
Yeah.
Which is better? Oh God! I enjoy both very much, but it's it's work too. If you want to get good at what you do, and I can be my own worst critic, especially because I'm self-publishing and working alone. In such a sense, so I have so much more responsibility for it, I feel, for the finished product.
All right, so now, how long did it take you, compare the two books, your first one and this one, writing-wise, about the same time, or does it get a little easier after
you... It got easier. Yeah. Marshall, you sound like you might want to write a book, or
no.
A series of books.
No, if somebody could write a book about me, it'd be very... I couldn't write a book.
I created the character in the first novel, and so I am just honing that and tightening that up. So I didn't have to start from scratch. I had a character, a pretty well thought out, developed character who had a life, and there were other characters in the story. So a lot of that has come over into the second one. The first book I wrote was not strictly a mystery. So it was much more a fully developed novel with subplots. But I've decided that I think this character really lends herself well to the mystery genre. So I went in that direction.
All right. Now you've got I guess when you create characters, do you sit before you sit down to write the book? Do you already have an idea of the characters you want to now insert in the book, or as you're writing the book, does an idea come to you to introduce a character, saying, "Hey, this might be a good introduction at this point"?
Yes, the latter. I sat down when I wrote my first. I sort of sat down and started just putting together scenes from, you know, that were fiction, but that were based on things I knew and had experienced and seen or been a part of. And I wrote these scenes, and then my task was to, excuse me, weave it together and figure out how it made, like, one cohesive narrative, well, you know, with subplots. And I think that might actually be, I might actually be making it harder by doing it that way, but at least I get myself writing because I can get, you know, get in and start writing without necessarily knowing where the story's going. But then it's quite the task to weave it into, you know, with a beginning, a middle, and a satisfying end.
Now, do you feel more of these books coming on, or is it something where you'll take a couple months off and then say, okay, it's time to continue this story?
I am deep into the third one have a personal goal to have it done before Christmas. And that would be three, you know, following one character, and maybe after that I would do something else. But right now I'm so excited to be writing about this character and bringing these stories to publication.
Now, there's an interesting story that was pointed out to me that your son, when he went to school, actually had...
Oh, my goodness.
Listen to the story, because this is a great thing. This happens all the time. I mean, I once went golfing in my first trip in Bermuda, and I was on the golf course in Bermuda, and from like two holes away, I hear somebody say, "Is that you?" But you have a more even interesting story that involves your son.
It was a really neat thing. So shall I tell it?
Yes, absolutely.
My son was a student at Lewis and Clark College in Portland, Oregon. And he was very excited because he just had met a lovely young woman who was an international student at Lewis and Clark College, all the way from Scotland. And after their first date, she went home and told her mother, you know, she had a date with a boy, Tig Panzer, and her mom said, "Panzer, Panzer." And she said, "Ask him if his mother is Kristen Panzer, the author." So, and this was all the way from Scotland. So, you know, of course, my son was like, "Well, yeah, my mom wrote a book." And it turned out that his new girlfriend's mom had just finished it. It was on her bedside table, and she had loved it. So it's a really small world, and just some really neat connections to make out there.
All right. Now, More Like Heaven, a Theogalos mystery, where is that going to be available?
That will be available for pre-sale at the event next week, and then I expect it will be in Oblong Books, where my first book is at Oblong Books.
All right. And
Amazon. And that's electronically or a hard copy.
All right. And they can still get copies of your first book, and that
yes.
is still up on Amazon if
yes,
they want.
It is.
Or at Oblong Books and Music as well.
Yes.
Now, one final question, and it doesn't concern your book. It concerns where you're playing music next, or are you just kind of waiting for your next?
We lost a guitar player. It wasn't anything tragic. Good friend of ours, but he relocated to the city, and so we are back to our original threesome. That's myself, Mimi Ramos, and Kyle Ellis, and we. I'd have to say we're on hiatus and hoping to get out there again really soon and maybe to produce some more exciting music events in the not-too-distant future.
All right. More Like Heaven, a Theogalos mystery, Kristen Panzer. Once again, you'll be able to see Kristen in Millerton at Camp Boutique, 41 Main Street, which is the former Saperstein's building. It's always weird to say former in front of that. It's coming up on Friday, October 11th from 6 until 8 p.m. There'll be a reading and there'll be copies of the book available there. Kristen, thanks for getting up early and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much, Marshall. It was a pleasure.
All right, take care.
You too. Bye.
All right. Kristen Panzer this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.